Regina, Premier Scott Moe has announced $80 million for the Saskatchewan Research Council, SRC, to pursue the demonstration of a microreactor in Saskatchewan. The SRC will apply the research and knowledge gained from the licensing and deployment of an initial microreactor to support the Saskatchewan nuclear industry to better understand this type of technology and the potential for future microreactor projects in the province. This project has the opportunity to be transformative for our economy, industry and communities, Moe said. Microreactors provide a custom solution for Saskatchewan's unique energy needs. This first microreactor will open the door for future deployments across Saskatchewan, Minister responsible for SRC Jeremy Harrison said. These deployments will create economic development opportunities and jobs. Our vision is to see the first DaVinci microreactor in an industrial application and lay the groundwork for many more projects in the future, said SRC President and CEO Mike Crabtree said. What we learn through this project will prepare SRC to assist communities and industries in future projects. The DaVinci microreactor will be built by Westinghouse Electric Company. Subject to licensing and regulatory requirements, it is expected to be operational by 2029. The location of the reactor will be determined as the project progresses through the regulatory processes. The surrounding infrastructure is less than two-thirds the size of a hockey rink. The DaVinci is classified as a microreactor capable of producing 5 megawatts of electricity, over 13 megawatts of high-temperature heat, or operating in combined heat and power mode. Westinghouse is proud to be working with the team at SRC on this vital project, and for the support from Premier Moe and the Government of Saskatchewan, Westinghouse President and CEO Patrick Fragman said. The DaVinci battery technology is the perfect fit for Saskatchewan since it is fully transportable. It also provides carbon-free electricity and heat, uses no water, and can be completely removed from site after operating continuously for 8 years or more.